This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, two pieces of audio and then right back to the phones. So Saquon, it's his day. It's his day because yesterday was his day. Madden cover, whole deal. Let's listen to Saquon Barkley as he talked last night on the NFL Network about the honor of being chosen for the Madden cover.
Yeah, when you get that call, you kind of, you don't know what to expect, right? And they ask you, do you want to be part of Madden cover? And I don't know if anyone's ever turned that down. I definitely wasn't going to turn that down, the opportunity. But like you said, I know so many people and so many kids that, you know, dream and would love to be in the position I am right now. And I remember as a kid, you know, wanting to be part of Madden cover. And there have been so many great players that have been part of Madden cover. And now to be mentioned and have my name attached with those guys, you know, it just, words really can't describe it.
He really does. For me as a sports fan, and I think this will resonate with many, he just seems too good to be true. I mean, it's like everything he says, everything he does, it's remarkable. The guy's an incredible dude and obviously a remarkable player. And one more, because that's based on what's been, which is his season last year. And, of course, team success is part of it because, you know, chances are you're not going to be on the cover of Madden without Seltzer. What's the line? You can't be great without the greatness of others?
That's right.
I noticed he wasn't on the Madden cover with the Giants.
Yeah.
Right? You know? All right. But now let's spin it forward for a moment, because now it's also about handling the success for him individually and for the team as a whole. Here's Saquon yesterday on that topic.
The biggest thing for me would be with my mentor and trainer, Ryan Flaherty. He kind of told me that I need to take it all in. Like, I need to celebrate. I tend to, you know, try to move on things too quick. But, you know, I had to take a little bit of time to, you know, realize like what I had the year prior and just the goals and all the things that I had and the records I set. You got to appreciate that. You got to, you know, you got to take that in and celebrate with your family, your friends. And then once you do that, you can put it to bed and move on. So that's probably the biggest thing for me is just appreciating and realizing what you did, now learning from it and trying to get better.
All right. There it is, Saquon. Well, we honor him today, 215-592-9494, and by extension, the team. Because, you know, that glow we have is not just for an individual success, but obviously what they did as a team and what they provided us as a fan base. I mean, that night in February was unlike any other of my life. You know, and don't get me wrong, I do cherish the 2017 thing more because for me it was the first time. And I remember that feeling when the Phillies won in 08. And for me that was like the first time because that was the first time I'd seen a title start to finish for a season and could remember it. I was too young for the 83 Sixers thing. I just was. This was special in a different way. It was special in a way where, as John pointed out earlier, and as the caller pointed out, like the Eagles have become the gold standard in a way that they weren't in 2017. I mean, think of it this way. Patriots came back and won the Super Bowl the next year. And look, the Chiefs could come back this year and win the Super Bowl. They could. Not inconceivable. Still got Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. But, I mean, right now I feel emboldened to say that the Eagles with Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie and the way this offense is constructed. Now, you want to see the defense, you know, hopefully some of these holes they had got properly filled. Time will tell. But, I mean, a guy like Jalen, and we're going to get to Javon Curse in a moment, what he said about Jalen Carter, all of this on the table today. Look, it's a good time to be an Eagles fan. Let's put it that way. 215-592-9494. Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Yeah, I appreciate the shout-out. I was a little confused yesterday when I got congratulated for Karate Kid. But, you know, every now and then your pocket aces get cracked. But, you know, I
screwed up, Ed. That was on me. I messed up.
No, I'm not discouraged. I got a banger for you today. I'll save that for a little bit. But actually, you know, they were talking, Ross was talking about sort of relative needs in our team and who's going to step up. I actually feel really good about our secondary. And I just, kind of interesting. I wanted to read you a few things from a pre-draft profile of one of our guys. See if you can guess who it was.
Okay.
Just real quickly. Elite size and strength for an outside corner. Physicality to grind.
I already know it. I already know it. It's the big, tall guy.
Hip opening and transitions are generally smooth. Who is it?
Well, I'm forgetting
Ringo.
Keely Ringo. Yeah, Ringo, right?
It's Ringo.
Yeah.
And oddly enough, the weaknesses for Cooper DeJean read like stiff hips, inadequate length. I don't really know what that means, but I really think Ringo deserves a shot to really compete for this thing. Maybe not in base defense on the outside, but you know he's going to get significant snaps this year, and I think he's going to do well.
Well, if he's going to get significant snaps, and he's got to get him on the base defense outside. I mean, otherwise, he's just a fourth or fifth cornerback. So,
well, they're going to be running nickel about, 60 or 70% of the time.
Let me tell you something.
Depends what other teams are running. Other teams could come out this year based on our success from last season and decide they want to go Tiger personnel, you know, two tight ends in a regular offense, and our defense is going to have to say, okay, we got to go 3-4 across the front and stay vanilla because they're going to go big and try to run the ball down our throats.
I mean, Ed, this thing's got a lot of variations where it could go, to John's point. Like, I'll give you a for instance. Let's say Cooper DeJean does not win the outside corner spot. Possible. I mean, as the starter and base. Then an offense could say, all right, we're only putting two wide receivers on the field, and you got to take Cooper DeJean off the field. Like, there's a cat and mouse game there. Now, hopefully he wins the job. Hopefully he wins it, but we'll see.
He showed enough chops as sort of like the, not so much a nickel, but as kind of like a rover safety guy.
I know, but he's got to play a position. Like, if he's not the outside corner in that spot, do they take a safety off the field and he moves to safety? Maybe. Maybe not. I mean, I'm very intrigued to find out how the Cooper DeJean thing plays. Look, I think we all know he can play different spots, but are they going to actually have him rotate between?
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. A According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Like three different positions. I don't know.
Yeah, so Cooper never leaves the field. That's the short of it.
Well,
so
but he did last year.
Yeah, so I mean, I think they have good depth, and we'll see what happens. So for the answer is, I know a scene from Apollo 13 has already been said. Can mm-hmm. I say another one?
Of course.
How about Marilyn Lovell dropping her wedding ring in the shower on the morning mm-hmm. of the launch? That actually happened.
Wow. It's a big, I mean, listen, there was heart-wrenching moments in that whole thing, man. All right, appreciate the call. So one thing I appreciated yesterday with Brian Dawkins' golf tournament, and John, of course, was hanging out with all the guys two nights ago, was just, like, these are dudes that set, John, you being one of them, set the tempo of what the Philadelphia Eagles are about. And I know that group 20 years ago didn't win the Super Bowl, but it was one of the great teams I ever saw. I still think it's entirely likely that the Patriots cheated. By the way, I think had they not cheated, I think you guys, John, probably would have won the Super Bowl, and I think Donovan McNabb would probably be in the Hall of Fame. James, how much do you think that
wow
eats? Because if they win that game, he's the guy that's won a Super Bowl and got to five conference titles. James, that's a Hall of Famer then, right?
Probably. I mean, he's right there, yeah.
But without it, he's out. I mean, he's been up.
He's clearly out.
He's been eligible about 8 to 9 times. He's never even come close. I mean, you never even hear him as a finalist.
No. Which makes me think, I don't know that he's a lock if he wins a Super Bowl, but I think he's far more likely.
Oh, yeah.
If he won a Super Bowl and got to five.
Yeah, but I mean, the stats-wise.
I know.
Like, you always say Matt Stafford's not a Hall of Famer.
No,
Matt Stafford's
not.
Stats are like...
Doesn't matter.
I get it, but when they debate it,
I know.
His stats are so much better than McNabb.
Well, part of what hurt Donovan is he really only had two-thirds of a career. Think of it this way, guys. So, Manning came out in 98. Brady came out in
99.
No, Donovan came out in 99, and Brady came out in 2000. And Manning and Brady were playing forever, and Donovan was done like around 2011. I mean, Brady played till 2 years ago.
Yeah, Donovan's career was a lot
shorter. Think about that.
Just because he played tougher.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Wow.
All right. With all that said, here's my point about referencing the Doc event and the old guys being back in town, who we love. A guy like Javon Curse, I thought it was really cool yesterday hearing him on with Spike, Ike, and Fritz talking about joining the Eagles. Because you remember what a big deal that was when Javon and T.O. joined the Eagles.
My fantasy baseball team name that year was Freak plus T.O. equals Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That was the name of my fantasy baseball team that year when they signed, when they traded and signed.
And Trot was back and Hugh was back. So listen to Javon talking about joining the Eagles and joining the focus and the intensity of sports in Philadelphia.
Is it apprehension? Is it excitement? Like, what is it like to go from what you were experiencing to what you did experience?
I was more excited about it because, it was just like you're never going to see a boring game here. It don't matter if we're losing, if we're winning, or whatever. It was always going to be fun. So, like, literally, like getting here, getting used to talk radio, getting used to these fans.
Yeah.
It was always just something that I look forward to doing. Then once you get here and once you're a part of it, and that first year I got here was the 2003-04 season. The season we went to the Super Bowl and lost to the Patriots. That season right there was just the epitome of Eagles football because it was just so live and so much love coming from everywhere, man.
It was an amazing year. Now, one of the things we know, look, we the collective fans, we can come crashing down on their head when we're not happy with them, and we did that in 23. But the reality is right now they're on top of the world, and we have a feeling like we're there with them because, you know, this is how we're born into it. Well, one of the realities of Eagles football right now is they've got a player in Jalen Carter who has a shot to be a real true all-timer. First time I heard someone go like there to this level was when Dick Vermeil early last season. John, you remember this. This was like in September last year. He actually compared him to Reggie White. I was like, whoa, because we normally would hear the Fletcher Cox, Jerome Brown comparison. And then, you know, Coach Vermeil went to the Reggie White thing. Well, it was interesting yesterday hearing Javon Kurse, who was one of the greatest young defensive players ever. He may have had the best rookie season I ever saw a rookie defender have. Talk about a player in Jalen Carter.
He was the defensive rookie of the year.
Yeah. And LT, I mean, I was too young for the LT thing, but I've heard LT right away was, could tell.
No.
And Kurse, it was so obvious. It was so obvious.
When Javon, the players were all talking about Javon Kurse. The players were saying, hey, get in and check out this film. Pronto, in the film room.
He's a freak.
This guy really is worth checking out. And, you know, staying after practice late after watching your own film to watch Tennessee Titans film on this kid, because you could see him. I remember plays where they were on the defensive side. He would trail a play like 75 yards down the field. A wide receiver caught like a go route.
Wow.
And Javon Kurse from the opposite side, D end, just hawked that wide receiver down from behind.
I mean, listen, he was – and listen, Jalen Carter, you know, it's hard to have much of a better first 2 years in pro football. So let's listen to Kurse, exceptional all-time young guy, talk about, Jalen Carter, exceptional all-time young guy, yesterday on WIP.
What do you see when you watch Jalen Carter?
A guy that has just endless potential, and not just the potential. He goes out there and does it on the field. And on top of that, everyone else on the defense like feeds off that. So everything just starts up front. If you got this guy crushing that middle, I would love to be lined up next to him and go around that end and get to that damn quarterback, man. So, like, the stuff that he's doing, man, and yeah.
And let's be real. Let's be real for a second. That is a big part of how Josh Sweat and Jalix Hunt and Nolan Smith, and I mean this is no disrespect to those guys, but how they looked so great near the end of the year, because let's be real, Jalen Carter was the best defender of all those guys up front.
He was getting doubled. He was getting tripled. He was getting all the attention.
Yeah, it was, and you know, it was a sight to behold in the Super Bowl as they just crashed in on Mahomes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. Yeah.